The opinions and statements in this podcast are not those of Hometown Media. Adult language is possible. And now, time for another episode of We Told You So. Just saying.
Welcome to another episode of We Told You So. Just saying with Steve McCullough and Kirk Shepherd. So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, Steve looks like he's stayed out too late.
He's all kicked back. Got his coffee. Here we go.
He's kicked back. I'm doing fairly well. How's Miss Jenny today?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Always fabulous.
You know, good morning, everybody. Yes, I had a brain trying session last night doing interviews with seniors in high school for about 3 or 4 hours. But so much for that. Kurt, what are we talking about today, buddy?
Oh, let's change the subject. You know, change isn't a bad way to start off. How about some change? Steve, why the hell can't we change? What is it that it just doesn't seem to happen? The only thing that changes in the county, it seems, are bad changes.
Change comes over a period of time when the old generation teaches the next generation this is the way it is, and it just goes on and on. So that is something that has went on in this community, and I'm sure in other communities, that our forefathers taught us that this is the way things are and you can't change them. Well, people have tried, but they haven't got it accomplished. So until you can get, I guess, I don't want to say a majority, but if you can get enough behind you to make things happen, then you can get change. But you've got to have people that want it. You got a lot of people that don't really care. And the people that do care, there's not enough of them to make it happen. So it's tough.
You sure hit the nail on the head. There aren't enough of them that care, and there's way too many of them that just don't give a shit. And that's too bad, because the ones that don't give a shit usually are the people that you hear, man, I sure wish we had a grocery store, or man, I sure wish we had some more money in this town to do this, or we sure need some more housing, or we need some more jobs here. And if you're not willing to put forth some change to make this happen, and you're not going to get new housing. And let's just, as an example, let's just take, you know, the commissioner's property west of town, there on the Dog Pound Road, that just got turned down to be rezoned for heavy manufacturing.
Right.
Because currently it's zoned housing. It is does lie within the city limits, but it's zoned housing. It also has some floodplain on it. So who the hell's going to build a home in a floodplain or a partial floodplain? It is just perfectly suited for manufacturing, yet the zoning got denied.
It's an excellent location for manufacturing. I personally know some people that would probably push that situation to build a spec building or go after some. But if you don't have a place to build a building and you don't have it zoned, that's got utilities, it's in the city limits, it's perfect for industry, that means jobs, and but you've got to have the people that's got the authority to make it
to
happen.
To want change. I mean, what's so hard?
They just don't want change, and, you know, these old people, and I got to watch what I say.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, watch
yeah,
it there.
Yeah, we're a little frosty on top.
Yeah. Okay. But anyhow.
Maybe a little crusty underneath, but you know.
We got to get, you got to take a chance. Kurt, you and I in business have taken chances our whole lives, you know. We'd go out and you'd buy some trucks and trailers and wasn't sure if you had nothing to haul with them. And I had bought equipment that I wasn't sure I had enough business to pay for it either. But
you weren't going to get the business without the equipment.
You had to have it. You got to have it first before you can make it happen. So you're exactly right. And until people kind of look at the future and say, hey, we can make this happen, but we got to do this and this first. You know, come on, people, wake up a little bit here, and I'll play a little Earl Pitts on you.
I was curious, I said, wake up, America.
Wake up, America, yeah. But that's what it's all about.
Yes, wake up, Hardin County, and have a vision. You want some change? Fine. There needs to be so much change. You know, yeah, where do you start? Start anywhere.
But people need to realize that change isn't going to just, it's not going to happen. Like, you have to put in the sweat, the equity. You have to, let's get off your ass and put the work in. Let's be real.
Well, sure.
There's not enough people that want to do that. But yet, at the same sense, they want to sit around and complain that we don't have this and that, or that's an eyesore, that looks horrible. We'll get out, see who owns that business, grab some paint, and clean it up.
If you don't have the ability or the gumption to do sweat equity, don't complain about the people that do. Support it. Or if you hear of, you know, something that might want to happen, support it. Get in the ears of the commissioners or the city council and support it.
Here's my biggest take on that whole thing about supporting new businesses and stuff that come to town. A lot of times I feel like the keyboard warriors get on social media and they complain. They don't want to support a new business because they feel like somebody's got a leg up on them. Does that make sense? Like, somebody might be getting ahead of them. So let's just sit back and bitch and complain about it and not try to do something to help them.
What they don't realize, if that new business comes in and you support them, it might help you get a little further down the road too.
Exactly.
They're not looking at the whole picture down the road. I mean, my father was a pretty good visionary, but not quite like me. And I'd say, hey, we can do this and this. Well, you couldn't get him to quite get over the hump to look down the road far enough to what would happen. But, you know, these smaller businesses or whatever it is will help other businesses grow because they're going to bring people in.
Exactly.
That we didn't have before. I'll tell you a good example of that. And we lost a good restaurant. But most little towns, let's take example New Wriggle, has got a little restaurant with ribs up there.
Mm-hmm. A bar.
Everybody's heard of that.
A bar, no less.
But why in the hell would you even go to think about going to New Wriggle? Because there ain't nothing else there. But my point being, they got a draw. Okay, we're going to go to Kenton. And a lot of people did because I talked to some last night. Yeah, hey, you had a good restaurant down there, and we would drive down once a month, whenever it was, and eat there.
Right.
So, you know, I know the fire wasn't any good for anybody, and that's a subject we're going to get on here pretty soon. But anyway, you got to have a draw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got Walmart. All right, we used to get people from upper, but now they got a big Walmart.
All people from upper and all around would come to our Kroger.
Exactly.
When
exactly.
We had it. But
don't get on the subject of a grocery store, boys.
Well, no, too late. You know, we're gonna touch base on that because, you know, sticking with that change, that when can anybody here in this room recall the last big positive change that happened in my head? It was when Walmart came, was the last big positive change, and it almost didn't because people didn't want it.
Well, they didn't want a big box store at the end of the day.
I mean, they just didn't want it. They said, we got Kmart. We don't need Walmart. Well, But got Walmart, news for everybody. Kmart is out of business.
They went belly up.
But Walmart did not put Kmart out of business.
No.
No, they did
not. Because if you look, you go to Lima, anywhere that there's a Walmart, and if there's a Kmart, Walmart is further out, so you got to drive past the Kmart to get to the Walmart. That's why they did that, because they said, we don't want to be the reason that we're putting our competitors out of business. You got to drive past them to get to us. So, you know, we're not here to put them out of business. We're here to help them because, and personally, I went to Kmart anyway because it wasn't as big a store and I knew where everything was at. But anyhow.
I thought you went for the blue light special.
And didn't I didn't drive as far either.
No, it's closer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we pushed hard enough to get a bigger Kmart from the original one, so we did get something accomplished once. But why can't we do that again? You know, I'm not saying we don't have leadership and we don't have the finances in this community, but somebody's just got to take the bull by the horns and say, look, once you get it rolling, it's easy. But if we don't have it rolling yet.
If we can get that one, but that this goes, you know, back to the commissioners with, you know, the property there on Dog Pound Road on the rezoning. If someone wants to come here, they don't want to have to wait. Well, you got to get it rezoned. Well, what if they don't? I've been down that road.
Right.
You know, I tried to get some rezoning done, and for no good reason, really, was I told no. Not really. Instead of reinforcing their argument, the room just got louder.
Well, so, usually the way it goes.
But, you know, moving on from that, if it's ready. People, we got a property. You like it? Hope you do, because it's ready to go. That's a vision. And it needs, and it's done.
Right.
They've done it. Everywhere, I always use Wapakoneta as an example. Where Pratt Industries lays, Wapak, the city, bought that property 15 years before Pratt ever thought of coming there and put water and sewer to it.
Exactly.
And then you look at all the other little businesses back in the drives right before you get to it that's back in there. I mean, there's...
Before you get to it, that's correct.
Before you get. So, you know, they've got a Walmart philosophy. But you put it out there, and then everybody supports. You know, you got flow back in there. A very intricate business. You got some engineers out front. You got a trailer builder. I can't remember what else. But they came after the big company come. So
yes, they did.
If you've got... Now, I'm going to give you a good example, just because I was part of it. Siggy Sui out here would have never come to Canton, Ohio if there wasn't a building of 80,000 square feet sitting there empty. They were looking, and they weren't going to build nothing. They wanted to buy something. And I just so happened to have an empty building at that time, and they come in, and we come down to the last two or three. But the point I'm making is you got to have – you need ground, but you also need a building sometimes. And Bell Fountain, I delivered down there. They built a spec building of 50,000 square feet, and they rented it to a company and then turned around when they finished that one and went right beside it and built another 50,000 because that same company wanted a bigger building. So you got to start. Somebody's got to start the ball rolling somewhere. That's all.
It's that risk.
Yeah.
It's that risk. It's that vision and putting it, having a plan. And then going forth, I know it takes money.
That's immaterial.
Money can be gotten.
Exactly. And it seems like you just got the same people over and over again that want the change and are pushing for the change and are backing the change. And then your little peon sitting in the back bitching about it, but aren't stepping up to do anything.
Well, the ones that really want to do something about it aren't getting enough support.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
You know, carry it forward and make it happen.
You got a person or a group that wants to spend X amount of dollars, millions of dollars, putting a facility together, so somebody looking, and you've got all of this going on in New Albany down there. Marion is wanting to develop, and I said, no, I'm not going to Marion. I said, if we're going to do it, let's do it in Canton, Ohio. So it's coming, but if you gotta, you just got to get ahead of everybody. That's all. You can't wait on them. You got to be ahead of them.
And that's the thing that comes back to why has changed so hard in Hardin County.
Why is it so hard? It we all need to be on the same page.
Well, that's just it.
And it, that is for mostly government officials. They all need to be on the same page.
Right.
Because believe it or not, your small township trustees can put the kibosh to something real fast. As we're not rezoning for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Can't you do it somewhere else? Well, no, not really. This is the best prime spot.
And what?
And something, you know, all get on the same page.
Though that's just it. And I think they need to realize that when they're saying no to somebody that wants to bring something to Hardin County, they're going to go somewhere else.
And well, they will. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We're going to be a ghost town.
I mean, they're
going to
do it somewhere. Yeah. So they'll do it somewhere else. So we've had a lot of things leave Kenton, and that it's been bad change. And I just really would like for everyone to start accepting it, be open to the idea, and support change.
Well, I'm sick and tired of people saying there's nothing in Hardin County. Well, if you think there's nothing in Hardin County, step up and be the change and bring something to Hardin County.
There's other counties that's worse, but not much.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, not much.
You got to be down in southern Ohio to find that. But they're still willing to go out and do what it needs to be done to make things happen. It may not be on a big scale.
Right.
And in our area here, it don't have to be on a big scale. It can be on a small scale.
Sure.
You bring 2, 3, 4 small businesses or storefronts or whatever, whether it's manufacturing, retail. We don't need any more banks. We got enough of them and filling. Well, we got a filling station coming. I forgot about that anyway.
Right.
Yep, got that coming.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be business in Hardin County, and it's going to bring jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
We could use some more bars.
Yeah, we need some more bars. I mean, we wore all the old ones out and shut down.
yeah, we did. Tried to drink them dry.
Well, we tried, but you know, that had to keep the breweries in business. So
yeah, absolutely. But you know, with change, you know, 101 Smokehouse, they're experiencing change that they sure didn't want or ask for, and you know that lot where their building was is cleaned up now.
It looks nice.
It does. It does look nice.
So, Kurt, what are we going to do with it, buddy?
How about a nice little park for downtown? I mean, the downtown is in the next year and a half or so. It's going to be really nice with new streets and whatnot. We've got the Downtown Business Association, the DBAs, and they're, you know, together trying to make changes and get people in the storefronts down here. And I would like to see that become a pretty little park, and maybe in the summer months have outdoor concerts of some sort.
Some entertainment.
Some entertainment. Mm-hmm. I mean, the city owns that. Put some park benches in there. Clean those brick walls up on either side, and let's either paint, which is expensive, or do like they've done down in Mount Victory, and like a billboard type, and put some really cool looking murals. You know, murals are a big draw.
They are.
For people. And we've got a ton of buildings that you could put murals all over this town.
Mm-hmm.
of history, of, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, Kenton has a deep, rich railroad history.
Right.
I mean, at one time, for people that don't know, there used to be cabooses on the back of trains, and a lot of them came from Kenton.
They did.
They absolutely did. Caboose capital of the world. and they were very nice cabooses, and they seriously were. You know, the floors in those things were Western redwood.
My dad used to work there, so I know everything about a caboose that you want to ask. My kids don't know what a caboose is other than they see a picture of it, but that's about it.
That was a great, that was a going business. And there was a lot of people who worked there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it is a very nice, well-organized salvage yard. But they're supposed to be bringing the train, the guys that's got the train, trains and all that crossing the Elks right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are trying to get a caboose brought over. They had one donated to them, but they want to put it out here where the by the fairgrounds, where the antique barn is and stuff. And I don't know where they're at, but that they're trying to get accomplished so where people can go out and look at it. And just like you never seen a caboose or was in a caboose. You know, there is a caboose everybody can look at. Santa's going to be in.
Yeah, Santa's coming to town.
Now, that caboose right there was built in the factory out here. And I know that caboose very well because me and my plant manager about 15 years ago put a new hitch and stuff on the front of it because it was all rusted off. And then we took it out and had it painted to where it is today. So... but no, if anybody wants to see a caboose, when Santa Claus comes to town, they open that up. That's very authentic inside of what it was.
It is. It's just a smaller version of what they were.
Yeah, yeah.
That came out of there. International Car. And
absolutely. Great company.
Yeah. It's just, you know, times changed and
what? Cabooses went away.
Yep.
They just plain went away.
Said no more.
They did.
It's don't
some,
need them.
Some Kenton history there. And I tell you, someone who knows a lot about Kenton history, got a lot of Kenton history in his storefront. And that's Brian McGrath.
Oh, yes.
That's, oh, my gosh. If you want to step back into time and see what there was in this town, and there was a lot. There just seriously was. Brian McGrath has all kinds of Kenton history paraphernalia, be it he has a room key from the Weaver Hotel.
Yep.
Now, I know, Jenny, you don't know where the Weaver Hotel is.
I have no idea. I'm just agreeing with you.
No idea.
Where the hell was the Weaver Hotel?
See, there's another bar we lost. We lost the cellar, man.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I hate when that happens.
There's another one bites the dust, you know?
Yeah, no, the Weaver Hotel was right next to the theater where everybody parks.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a hotel there.
It was a three-story?
I think so.
I believe it was three-story. And there was another one across the street where the print shop is.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And that one caught on fire, too, and they took the top two stories off.
Huh. Well, see, yeah. I learned something new today.
Absolutely.
You got a wrinkle on the brain. But, yeah, I mean, a room key from the Weaver Hotel, and, gosh, you know, I'm 66 years old, and I barely remember that hotel standing.
I remember it well.
So are you saying you're older than 66?
Yeah, you would.
We don't need to know about that.
Nah, we ain't going to
keep on moving.
You would. The pop bottler, there were...
around the other side of the post office.
Yeah.
That's AutoZone.
AutoZone. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a soda pop bottler.
And they bottled for Heyer's Root Beer.
Yeah.
That was just one of the flavors in company. Heyer's Root Beer, they bottled pop there.
Grape, orange, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was there. So, well, you're going to get on the subject of bars. You got the one.
Well, we like bars.
You know how many? We were sitting here trying to count how many was on the square at one time, and I'm thinking like six. Or within a block of the, if you go within one block of the bar or of the square, it's probably like 10.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, so early 70s maybe, but.
You weren't going to get a block off the square and be sober.
No, you didn't have to walk very far. No, absolutely not. So, but at that time, now I don't want to get into these kind of stories, but at that time.
Oh, we like stories,
Steve. If you come out of a bar and wasn't able to drink, and a law officer would go by or a local police, they would usually, if you knew them, they'd take you home. And not like today where they'll just give you a ticket and take you straight to jail. So, you know. But there's change
Times they have a change.
Yeah, you know, there is change right there. That's community working together instead of being crazy and goofy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody would help each other. So, you know, you're right. They have changed some for the better, some for the worse. But to get things to really happen, I don't know how you make it happen. That's the problem.
I think we got away from what you were saying earlier about helping your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, like, you know, I grew up, if my neighbor needed something, everybody just jumped on the tractor in the car, went down, helped the neighbor, vice versa. Today, it's like, nobody wants to take the time to help their neighbor. And, well, why should I help them? Ain't nobody helping me. It's that whole self-centered kind of thinking, I think,
mentality.
Exactly.
And, you know, sorry about your effing luck.
Right.
You know, and anything else. I see it on the roads
mm-hmm.
all the time. It's like,
yes.
You mean where you need to go and get to is more important than where I'm trying to get to.
Exactly.
And you're just being an idiot
mm-hmm.
out here on the road or just, you know, flip you off or whatever.
For nothing.
What did I do? Well,
you were driving down the road.
I just driving down. Maybe I didn't pass, you know, a vehicle fast enough
right.
for you. So
Or pull in front of you and slam on the brakes.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah, me too. I've got dents in my bumper.
I'll
push them. I'll just push them. I don't care.
Yeah, we can both play that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You want to stop, I want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you this, back onto the change thing, with the new the roads and the new downtown that we're going to have in the next year, is that going to be a positive change?
That's a great change.
I think it's a great change, don't get me wrong, but you have so many people that are negative about it because, God forbid, they are inconvenienced by going one block out of their way to get where they need to go. I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings, but they don't like change. And why are we spending our money on this? Why aren't we doing this?
Well, because there's always some pain.
Oh, absolutely.
With change. And everybody hates change until it changes again.
Exactly.
But without the pain, if you want to not feel any pain, then you're happy
mm-hmm.
with the way things are. So do you want to grow? Or do you want to be comfortable?
People like
because
to be comfortable.
Because you can't do both.
Yeah.
Okay. To grow, it requires change. It also requires risk.
Yep.
Without that, then you're comfortable. And you're accepting everything that goes on around you. It's in my comfort zone.
Well, it goes back to the point that you hear a lot of people say, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, don't fix it.
Yeah, but see, change, it always has pain.
And
our pain was Kroger left. Well, shit the bed, Agnes. Where am I going to shop now? I got to go to Walmart. Well, I don't like that. I hate Walmart. Not me personally. I'm glad I'm tickled to death they're here.
I'm glad I ain't going to go down.
I really am. But, you know, there are a lot of people that say, I hate Walmart with a passion. Okay, but.
Go to Save-A-Lot. You know what I'm saying? There's an option.
But, you know, Rockwell left. That's change.
Mm-hmm.
Bad change. It hurt. The city lost money there
right.
when that changed. And every time something leaves, it hurts. Well, let's stop that kind of hurt. Let's have some good pain that we can look forward to that will benefit
mm-hmm.
in the future. There again, is that vision part? Or am I just...
Let's go back to Kroger for about a minute.
Okay. Right. You're on the timer.
I don't think Kroger would have left because there were some things on Facebook said by a couple of employees in the last week that made a lot of sense, very positive. But the rent that the owner was charging Kroger was astronomical for this town. Maybe in Columbus, Toledo, you can get away with it. Not in this town. He would not fix things that needed fixed. It wasn't that Kroger wasn't making money.
Right.
Oh, they were making money.
So here, we can't blame Kroger. Mm-mm. We need to blame the guy that owns the building that still says he's trying to get a grocery store in there, but not with what he's worth, you know.
And you can't blame the city either. It's not the city's fault. And
it's not their fault. The guy that owned the building just flat wouldn't help. I mean, you got to take and give a little bit, and he didn't have to make that much money on that. He could have went to Kroger and said, let's negotiate a deal, what you need fixed, and he won't sell the building either. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well, so how much money is he making now?
Exactly.
That's what I said to him.
Yeah. How much money are you making now unless he's just making so much money somewhere else that he needs that write-off?
It has to be. It has to be that.
Well, when you don't know the answer to the question, the answer is always money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It always is. So, Kroger left it, and they're not going to come back, regardless of
how much we want our 10 for 10 back. It's not happening. You know,
it's not a need. It's just a want.
It is.
It's a want. Mm-hmm. So. How are we doing on time here, Jen?
We're sitting right at about a half hour.
Sitting right at about a half hour. Yeah. So, might need to wrap this up here pretty soon.
Yeah, partner. But I got the last subject we can talk about, and then we'll...
All right.
We'll do it.
What you got?
All right. We're talking about the 101 down there, so that in the downtown. It's going to be beautiful, just like you said.
It is.
And I was looking at a drawing of it last night of what they want it to look like. Okay. Now, they're down to two lanes on some of the streets around the square. Okay, there ain't no turn lanes, so I don't know how you're going to turn left. But we were at a meeting in the last couple weeks, and one of the powers to be of the city said there would be no one-way traffic in this town. All right. So if you only got two lanes, that's telling me that you're putting one-way traffic somewhere because you got to have a turn lane to the left, and you can go straight or right on the right lane. So there is something going on, and we ain't getting told because it don't work that way. You cannot run around the square with two lanes of traffic. So instead of three lanes. If you go one way, it works great. So I'm just kind of reading between the lines here.
Or they're going to put that stop bar that nobody pays attention to or knows what it's for way back.
Right.
And I don't foresee that happening. No. Or we're going to be driving up on top of their pretty bump outs.
Yes.
Well, and then your question is, when we switch over to Detroit Street next year, where's 309 going to go? How are they going to do them when you can't get straight through on 309? You know, we don't have that answer. But
we don't, but I just, all I see is Columbus Street, you know, coming down the hill on Columbus Street.
Absolutely.
Down the hill, up the hill, and Lord help the people that live on Columbus Street that don't know what it's like to experience truck traffic.
But
that is seriously the only alternative that I can see that doesn't have trucks trying to make a 90-degree turn at the post office to go north or south.
Either way.
To go around the construction when they have 309 blocked off. So
that's the question we're throwing out there. Maybe we'll have some information on the next.
Maybe we have to have a special guest next time that could answer that question.
You know, I think we can probably make that happen. Uh-huh.
A special guest.
We're not saying no names, but we can have a special guest.
That might not just be a bad idea.
Yeah. And instead of sitting here assuming things, because you know what happens when you do that, let's just go straight to the...
We'll go straight to the horse's mouth.
That's right.
Exactly.
Get an answer.
So, with that, Kurt...
Well, Steve, it's been a fun 30 minutes.
It has. It's went so, very, very fast.
So everyone, enjoy the podcast. Leave some comments.
Please.
Some direction. Hey, talk about this or talk about that. I'd like to get your opinions. Give us some fodder for our thoughts.
Yeah. You got a subject you want these guys to cover? Let them know.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't make it better if we don't hear from you. So with that, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Steve. And I guess, what am I supposed to say?
That's the best outtake.
Kurt, I told you so, buddy.
And I'm just saying.